Hello and welcome to MassageTherapyRadio.com. My name is Scott Dartnell and I'll be your host for tonight, accompanied by my co-host Eric Brown, who will be managing your questions for our guests. The World Massage Festival began in 2006 as a venue to honor, for the first time, the leaders of the massage industry by forming a Massage Therapy Hall of Fame. In 2007, they began offering quality continuing education for all massage therapists at the same price. Their goal is to provide the education opportunities at a price that all therapists can afford. Each festival offers a wide variety of workshops to choose from and includes the Massage Therapy Hall of Fame ceremonies each year. Along with vendors and exhibitors and social networking activities, there are no membership requirements for attending the festival and gaining the required education while having fun. Mike Hinkle has a wide range of life experience, which includes spending 5 years living in a motorhome and touring the entire United States, including Alaska, visiting and writing about bed and breakfast inns and RV parks. In 2004, he became a licensed massage therapist in Florida, and 2006 launched the World Massage Festival and Massage Therapy Hall of Fame. Now he takes the festival on the road each year. His mission is to offer massage therapists quality continuing education in a framework that opens it all to all licensed massage therapists, regardless of association memberships or affiliations. Each year, attendance has filled up to the available classroom space and continues to expand. The World Massage Festival takes place June 17th to 21st this year in Berea, Kentucky, and they're expecting around 1,000 massage therapists. That's absolutely incredible. Welcome Mike Hinkle, Laura Allen, Ryan Homey, and Angie Patrick to Massage Therapy Radio.
Hi, Scott.
It's fantastic. It's, you know, I'm sure that if I had you all in a room, it would never be this quiet. So I'll speak up and say hello.
No.
we'll start with Mike. Mike, do you want to introduce your favorite guest tonight?
Yes, we have Laura Allen, who will be teaching at the festival this year, and we want everybody to get in her class because it's filling up fast. We have Angie Patrick with us from Massage Warehouse, and she's spinning her magic and getting a lot of vendors and people organized for the event. And, of course, we have our videographer, Ryan Hoyme, Massage Nerd. He's going to be doing commercials, and he'll be talking a lot about that tonight.
That's fantastic. We had you on. This is your second appearance on Massage Therapy Radio.
Right.
And actually, it's funny, people always say, well, you do some video too, you know, how's that radio? But we did a video interview with you down at the AMTA this year. And I'm always fascinated by how you keep adding new things to the festival every year. Can you talk about some of the new things that are going to be at the festival?
Well, that's what I really like about the festival. It also serves as a, if anybody has new products out there, new CDs, they're teaching a new class, like James Wozlowski is going to be introducing a new class about working with the knees. He wanted to do a lot more intricate work with the knees, so he's got a knee class that he's bringing. Paul St. John is bringing his new aquasomatic class, and we can talk about that a little bit later on, how you're only using one-fifth of the gravity force of the earth if you're working in water. There's just a lot of new things. Nirvana tables are bringing, they have a brand new table that they want to showcase. And we're going to have a special demo time at the festival where if anybody has anything new to the massage world, they can introduce these things at the festival.
What I'm interested in is you keep finding these great venues. Can you talk about the school that the festival is being held at this year?
Well, Berea College is special in itself. I encourage everyone to type into the computers berea.edu and really look at that college. Their whole philosophy of not charging students to go to school and yet get them to pay back later is so different. It should be being done across the United States and a lot more places. The college is beautiful. It just won an award from the Arbor Day Association for the campus itself. They work with electricity, learning how to feed back energy back into the system. They have an eco village there. It's a completely different type of college.
Now, what I find really interesting is that part, like the accommodation is actually at the college. And
right, the Boone Tavern is actually on campus, and then they, the dormitories themselves. Well, what got me was when I studied the industry that the big conventions, it just costs so much to go. It costs so much for the vendors and for the therapists, and we made it where it doesn't. Nobody else, nowhere else can you get a room for $20 a night. So we try to make it as affordable as possible for the therapist.
Now, you have a kind of an all-inclusive price, right, which is your room, your meals, your education. Can you talk about that?
Exactly. That was part of it. How could we keep all the costs in line? For less than $500 this year, you can have everything, 24 credits, your lodging, your eating, 12 full meals, buffet, all you can eat at the college. It just made sense that if we had the event during the summer, the best place to have it would be at a college where you could contain these costs so that you weren't at the Hilton every time or the Champions Gate or whatever big place that costs so much money to go to. I just thought a lot more therapists would take advantage of it, and it seems to be true.
I think it's a great idea. And I think the specifically at these times, the idea of this all-inclusive, affordable event for therapists and making the education affordable for them is a great idea. I want to talk about some of the extracurricular activities because I'm driving down from Ontario to take part in the festival, and I want to know, you're talking about you're going to have some bluegrass and all these other great things that are going on.
Right. On Thursday evening, we'll be having a bluegrass jam, and anyone can participate as long as you don't have an electrical instrument, like Ralph Stevens. He's going to be playing washboard, and it's going to be a lot of fun. Les Sweeney may join in there and play. We got free classes for people, the yoga classes, breathing classes, stretching classes. Qigong is free. The Lanny Moody Show, the comedian's free. You get the Hall of Fame reception. You got a closing ceremony with Jenny Ray that's free. Door prizes. Everybody gets free door prizes. We gave away $32,000 last year in free door prizes.
That's incredible. So there's two things that you just mentioned that I want to discuss. And one is the reception that you're having for Jenny Ray, and one is the Hall of Fame. Can you talk about both of those for me?
Well, the Hall of Fame, we try to get as many of the Hall of Fame that are being brought in as possible to attend the festival, and then they're able to speak to the people. That ceremony is special, and yet it's casual. We don't do suits and ties. We're not that type of convention. We have no politics. We're down-to-earth folks, and we try to save people money. The closing ceremony will be done by Jenny Ray and Janelle Lackman. They'll be doing Native American smudge ceremony, and we'll be releasing either butterflies or doves at that event as well. It'll be a real nice event. The didgeridoo, however you say it, will be being played as well at the event during the Hall of Fame ceremonies. Steve Halperin will be playing the piano during the event. It's just a great event.
Well, I'm not sure if a lot of therapists will be used to being able to go to something that's not really expansive and not full of political intrigue. So I hope that everybody gets along.
Everybody's a great time.
And lots of cold drinks. So I think that'll be a good combination for sure. Let's introduce Laura. I want you to talk about the education. The education you're doing down there. But how you feel about this wide open education program at the festival this year.
I think it's fabulous, and I'm just amazed at the way Mike Hinkle grabbed the bull by the horns and put something together like this just a couple of years after becoming a massage therapist. That's very impressive. There is so much great education going on there and so many good teachers, and I'm just a little fish in a big pond. There are some great people coming from North Carolina. Anita Shannon is teaching facelifting and lymphatic drainage treatment. Dr. Mitchell Mosher will be here doing an intro to Bowen technique. Gloria Coppola-Gaber, introduction to Lomi Lomi. So Felicia Brown is doing social marketing with social media, and I'll be teaching a class in ethics and also a class in marketing and another class in intake protocols and soap charting for medical massage. And in addition to the people that Mike mentioned, which was Paul St. John introducing his new class and James Wozlowski introducing a new class, there are just so many great people coming. Judith Delaney will be teaching a class on whiplash. Tina Allen, touch therapy for little kids. Claire Miller, she's another one from North Carolina. We've got the North Carolina posse coming over there. And Berea, Mike is right. Berea is just such a fabulous place. I think a lot of people maybe know it as the originating place for all the Foxfire books. And it's just a wonderful philosophy that they have over there, and great that we're being able to go over there and take advantage of their hospitality.
Now, you do a lot of traveling and teaching yourself, don't you, Laura?
I do. I get around a little bit. There are just so many great people on here. Some of these folks, I'm hesitant to say their name because I don't want to mispronounce them. I'm looking at the list here, and I see another famous North Carolinian. That's Rick Rosen. He is the director of the New Alliance for Massage Therapy Education, and he's going to be there teaching keys to accessing the body-mind relationship. There are energy work classes, hot stone classes. Ruthie Hardy is going to be there teaching her Ashiatsu barefoot class. And when you look at the list of what's going on here, I go to a lot of national conventions, and this really exceeds anything that I have ever seen. And especially considering that, as Mike keeps stressing, you know, it's just such a bargain. It is really the bargain of the century to come to this event and see how many great opportunities for education. And there are a lot of shorter classes here, so that you can actually take more. You can you know, get a variety of stuff. And when you combine that with everything else he's put together, which is the meals and the dorm rooms and all the entertainment that's going on, you just you can't beat it with a stick, as we say down here in the South.
Well, I think it's great. I love all the different programs that are available for therapists, but I like that there's all these things that when you're at a convention, you're typically running from one education hall to the other, and you don't have a lot of time to go to the exhibit hall or to actually do anything for yourself, like to do yoga or anything like that. So I think that's great. It'll be a lot of fun, but also some great renewal for therapists while they're there.
Absolutely.
I'm really excited about attending. And I know we got Angie on the phone. Angie, talk to us a little bit. I know that you've been working hard with some of the exhibitors and product people. Can you talk to us about the trade show with Mike?
Well, I was introduced to Mike at a massage, I think it was a foundation reception a few years back, and he came to me and he said, I sat down at a table with him, I didn't know him from Adam's House Cat, and we got to talking, and he says, you know, I got this idea, and I want to do this conference, and I think it's a good idea. And I thought it was a great idea at the time, but again, I didn't really know Mike, and I could see his vision, and I knew how much work had to go into pulling off something like that. And I thought, wow, I wish you luck with that, man. Let me know when that's up and running. Well, you know what? He did. And I went out there last year, and I walked to the convention, and I was blown away just at the sheer love of massage for the people who were there because they love what they do. They love the CEUs. They were happy to be around one another. It was a very happy event. I learned so much sitting in on a couple of panels that were just open floor discussions about, God, you name it. If it was a hot button in the industry at the time, it was an open forum, and people could talk, and everyone was listening to what everyone else had to say. It was so refreshing, and I thought to myself, okay, that's it. We got to make room in the budget. I have to be at this event as an attendee, as an exhibitor, because I think this very well could be the future of the way things are going for conferences. And so from a product provider standpoint, I'm very excited to be able to bring Massage Warehouse to this conference. But I would encourage anyone that has a product, anybody on the market that has a product, a book, a CD, you name it, get on the phone with Mike, and Mike's not paying me to say this. This is just my real opinion about this. I'm really jazzed about this new era of good feeling when it comes to a conference. It's just got such good energy. And I think that's largely due to Mike bringing about this whole one-man band grassroots effort. I loved the Texas show, and I'm looking forward to Berea. So if you guys, if you have anything that you are interested in introducing and educating the massage public about, I would encourage you strongly to make appointments and make the connection with Mike and put this on your agenda, because I really think it's going to be a good one.
Oh, it sounds wonderful. And, you know, you briefly covered that. Are there going to be a lot of product demos going on down there at the same time for people to, you know, we've talked about this many different times about, and I really respect your opinion. You know, we were talking about table heights and how to set up tables and chairs and how to dress a table properly and that. And I think it's so important. You know, people think that those are basic things, but they are so important to do if you do them properly. One, for our longevity, and this too, for the impression that our client gets when they're lying on our table, which is anywhere from 30 to 60 minutes.
Right, right. And you wouldn't believe how many people, although that seems to be a very basic piece of knowledge that you should know, how many people get it done incorrectly. And I'll be showing folks how to do that in the booth, how to properly dress a table, what you're looking for when you're buying a massage table. And it doesn't matter what brand, there's some commonalities based on your modality that you really should look for. Also talking to folks about what height is appropriate for your body type, so that you're using proper body mechanics when you're doing your massage. And also, as far as product demos in the booth, we're going to have lots of samples to give away. We're going to have a lot of product that will be in use in the booth. Bruce Baltz will be in our booth doing stonework. He's going to be teaching some stonework, demoing some stonework, and he's also going to be talking about the active isolated stretching DVD that he has out for spas. So it's going to be an active little hub there at the Massage Warehouse booth, so I'm very excited about it.
Well, the people that are coming, that's what's getting me, the group of people that are coming. You just mentioned Bruce's name. People, you know, massage therapists, we're everywhere now. Like, Bruce is working for Oasis Spas in New York, which are like one of the top spas in Manhattan.
Exactly.
And all this wonderful experience. And, it's not like the old school where, you know, like the family recipe. Bruce shares everything. And it's just great. I've been at different events with him. It's just great to learn from him. So it sounds like we have some great people. You know, what I wanted to do next is I want to bring Ryan in, and then we can all come back in on the conversation. But, you know, Ryan, you're coming down to do a number of different things at the festival. And if you're not familiar with Ryan, I don't know how, but Ryan is the massage nerd. It's hard to miss Ryan. Ryan's been, like Mike and everybody in this forum here today, on different occasions, I've reached out to Ryan, as everyone has here, and Ryan just, and even on his own, Ryan just does things for you without you even asking him. And just, Ryan, I have to say, you're one of the great people that I just happened to come along or find in the last few years in the massage industry, and it's been a pleasure getting to know you. So, you know, tell us all about what you're going to be doing at the World Massage Festival this year.
Okay, thank you very much, Scott. what I plan on doing is just a lot of videos. And what I want to do is go to all the different booths, the vendors, and shoot mini commercials for all of them, and so they can get recognition that way. And I also have one of the largest YouTube channels, so they're going to get a lot of play that way too. That's what's nice about that. And in the last 6 months, I've got a green screen. So any videos that I'm going to be doing, I'm going to try to have the green screen behind, so I can throw pictures and videos behind there, so it's more appealing to the eyes then. So it's not like a lot of videos in the past where it's just kind of a generic background. We're going to add some flair to those kind of things as much as we can then. So that's, and then I also want to interview a lot of the therapists that are coming through there. So if they want to have little commercials about themselves, about their own business, so everybody wins basically then. So all this is free of charge, of course, too. So
Now, your background, Ryan, you're a massage teacher, is that right?
Yeah, for the last 9 years.
And whereabouts do you teach again?
Minnesota School of Business.
And that's where not to name the AMTA conference, but that's where the AMTA conference is this year in Minnesota, isn't it?
Yep. So we're actually joining, our school is actually joining with Angie Patrick and the Massage Warehouse for the Sanctuary. So my students are going to be giving massages there to raise money for, I think it's a Massage Therapy Foundation.
It sure will be. And yeah, we're going to be doing that also. And not to interrupt you, but we're also going to have Sanctuary at the World Massage Festival as well. Unfortunately, we don't have a school that we've aligned with, so we need volunteers.
That's a great point. We had this discussion earlier. So anybody that would like to be a volunteer, please feel free to email Angie Patrick at the Massage Warehouse or email Mike at the World Massage Festival, and I know he'll pass that information on. As a quick aside, Ryan, how did you end up getting into the whole social media and the video work?
It was kind of a fluke of nature. about four years ago, metacafe.com, most people haven't heard of that, but I put some video clips up there of massage, and just about 6 months before that, I made a video, just a basic generic Swedish massage video, and I just broke it up into clips and put that on Metacafe. And then just out of the blue, I was basically the number one viewed video on that site then. And they actually paid for views too. So last year they actually stopped that just because they lost their shorts basically because they're giving out too much money for all that. But that's what basically got me started. And I didn't even get in it for the money at all. I just wanted to get my information out there as much as possible. And I know a lot of stuff is not free out there. Just because I've been teaching for free, for 9 years now, it's convenient for me to give away a little bit free stuff here and there. So if I was just doing this stuff just for my own job, it would be a lot harder to give everything away for free. But that's why I give a little bit back, because I am getting paid as a massage instructor then.
So if people are looking for your channel on YouTube, what's your channel called again?
It's just youtube.com/massagenerd.
And there's some astounding number of videos on there. How many videos do you have on there now, Ryan?
1,800.
1,800.
Yep.
Oh, boy. I don't have to tell you should be getting out of your room.
Yeah. That's overwhelming, isn't it?
Yeah. I get bored
incredible.
A lot.
But I have to say I'm not complaining because – everyone on this call, you've helped us out with some sort of video, and everybody asks me about your video, and I say every time I see a video from you, it's getting better every time.
True.
Your work is getting nicer every time, and congratulations to you, and congratulations for being involved with the World Massage Festival, because I know being able to document this type of event and then doing what you're doing for the smaller exhibitors, creating these commercial spots really, really helps them. When Eric and I first started, we were, we have other people involved, Melanie Hayden and Don Dillon and Jim Smythe are involved in Massage Therapy Radio. We got this crazy idea that we would grab a video camera and go down to the 2007 AMTA in Cincinnati, and we just, I don't know what happened to us. We started shooting videos, and next thing we know, we did 30-some-odd videos there, and we had a great time. And it's funny, I won't name the companies, but some big companies there use those videos for a number of years on their website as their primary marketing piece. And, here's a couple massage therapists going down there and mixing a couple, with a video camera and a couple mics. So the power of video is absolutely incredible. And I have to congratulate you again. I know I've said that a few times, but I really appreciate what you've done. I want to turn it back over to Mike. And Mike, you're going to be the moderator now. So you can talk amongst your guests here, and because I know they have lots of great things to add.
All righty. So first, I'd like to thank all the vendors and the sponsors that are backing the entire program. I mean, without these folks, we wouldn't be here. And that's Massage Today, Massage Envy, Massage Warehouse, Massage Promotions, Anita Shannon, Peggy Lamb, BioFreeze, ABMP, Of course, Massage Nerds are going to be our videographer. And then all the teachers and everybody. It's just, I don't know, really know what to say, guys. I mean, there's so much.
Well, I'd like to, if I might, I'd like to add to the vendors who may be listening and may be contemplating some booth space. I can tell you from both a manufacturer and a product provider standpoint, the booth is inexpensive. And the value that the videographer is going to bring, you would have to pay so much money to get a video made of the quality that Ryan is going to be producing for you for free. I can't stress enough how important a marketing tool that is, and I'm delighted to be a part of that. I'm so excited because I can't wait to see the finished product. You've done so many great videos for us, Ryan, already, and product reviews, and you rock is all I have to say about
Thanks.
That. You're fabulous, and I'm a big fan.
I am too. And I think Mike Hinkle really has gone over the top to make this attractive to vendors because he's got all kind of little things planned for the vendors there.
Yeah, I agree with
nice.
You.
I like the Massage Today bringing in the T-shirts too. That's really going to add a lot.
Well, I love that you're bringing in Massage Today and that they've agreed to come because at a couple of conventions, I'm kind of known for making a spectacle out of myself because we give away really amazing prizes on the trade show floor, and I've been put on notice that we're going to be making a spectacle. There will be amazing prizes that are going to be available on the trade show floor. So Ryan, get your video ready. Heck of a lot of fun.
I actually won 30 of Ryan's videos this week at one of the Massage for Haiti events.
Yay!
And they should be in the mail. I mean, I sent them out the other day, so they should be there really soon.
I'm looking forward to having those.
Okay. And one thing we're going to also add at this festival is a live blog TV show the whole time. So we're going to have it.
Amazing.
Yeah, we're going to have it running the whole time. So other therapists or anybody else can just go by and just talk to the camera, and then all the friends and relatives can also chat with them too. So
uh-huh.
It's a great way to communicate all the time with everybody.
Yeah, that's the first time I think that's been done is a live remote like that from a convention.
Yep.
That's an awesome, awesome thing. I think that's very innovative, as is most of everything that I've seen so far with this specific conference. It's all innovative and groundbreaking and stuff you haven't seen before, and we're just delighted to be a part of it.
Well,
all right, Scott, you're back.
Well, I'm just listening to it, and I just love how everybody's pumped up. I'm actually going to turn it over to my co-host right now, Eric Brown. Eric, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
That's a good thing because I just everybody's
really excited. We have some comments coming in online. People are quite a few compliments. People are excited to be there. Ruth Werner wants to send her thanks out. Massage Therapy Foundation thanks the Sanctuary event for all their support. You guys rock.
Aww.
And Ruth is wondering if you can talk about the poster session.
Okay. I probably should talk about that. I just started this I was discussing it with some of the researchers on massageprofessionals.com. And anybody listening, make sure that you join massageprofessionals.com. It's a great site for networking. Anyway, they wanted to, we're talking about starting a call for posters. So, I decided, what the heck, that's one good thing about not having committees and all the political battles and everything. You can make decisions quick and go with decisions that you make. There's a lot of research out there, and I'd like to see a lot more research. I'd like to see a lot more people making donations to the foundation and to all research that's out there and available. But there's so much that needs to be researched in the massage field. Teachers need more evidence of what they're saying, and I believe the research can do that. So that's what this basically starts as another avenue for people, researchers, people who are doing studies that they can get the word out there about what they're finding.
Now, for new therapists that are on the line tonight and people that aren't familiar with research, can you just tell people what a poster session is? Because some people just don't know.
Well, I've only seen a few. Like Laura said, I'm new to the field, basically. What it is I went to the AMTA, and they're big posters that they call for. These people have these posters made up that explains in detail their research, whatever it is that they're studying. And it can be on just about any subject, how massage-related, how it affects different aspects, different diseases, different ways of doing it, different modalities. So these people present this. It's sent to a committee, and then the committees usually decide who it is that will present at the actual event. And I'm working with some people to form the committee now, but I know when I want to do it. In 2011 will be the first call for posters. I just sent that out on Super Bowl Sunday night. It's very new. It's in the very early stages, but it's doable, no problem at all, given the year that we have to do it.
Okay, so people that are interested in presenting their research, you're really the contact person right now. Is that correct,
Mike? I would
be
the contact person at this point. Later, I'm sure I'll turn it over to some form of a committee, but that's down the road yet. Right now, people need to know that we are wanting as much research studies as possible to be done in every endeavor, from energy work to whatever it is that they want to study. And we'll look at all of them and present, and we'll actually be giving cash prizes away as well to those who enter. You do not have to be tied to a university for the study. The people that we have on the committee will be able to decipher who the best are, and we'll have a great showing of posters. At 2011, the theme is going to be research and education are our future. So we have Leon Chittau coming to the Hall of Fame and tons and tons of folks. Anyway, it's going to be built around research more and more, the 2011 festival, which will be in Cullowhee, North Carolina, right outside Asheville, North Carolina, in 2011.
Okay, fantastic. We have a few comments coming in. Again, people are very excited about this. This is Melanie from Calgary, who we all know well. She says, thanks, everyone, tonight, and for all your work in the massage industry. You are so inspiring and are truly making a huge positive difference in this industry. And then we're also hearing from beginning therapists as well. Here's one, Kristen, I'm sorry, from Florence, Kentucky. I can't wait for the conference. It's my first as a new therapist. And she says, is it too early to register? What do you say to that, Mike?
No, they can actually even register for 2011 right now.
There you go, Kristen.
So worldmassagefestival.com, click on register, and it's all right there.
And of course, we have a few jokes coming in through the comments, too. Is there any Kentucky Fried Chicken on campus? And
I'm sure Southern Fried Chicken will be available.
I think this is one of the exciting things, though, for new therapists to be able to afford to come to an event like this, because when you're new, you've just had the expense of going to school, and you've had the expense of getting your license or taking your exam and all that kind of stuff, and it's a burden on people a lot of times to try and find continuing education that they can afford to come to. So this is just the deal of the century.
It is. It really is.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. When I talked to you, Mike, at the AMTA convention, you told me how much this was costing therapists. I pretty much laughed. It's quite amazing that you're able to provide it at that kind of price. Also have Sid Duncan on the line, and some of you may know Sid.
Oh, yeah.
And he's asking, will Mike be serving beer?
I knew he was going to stir the pot.
Tell him no.
So the event has gotten huge. Somebody, again, we've mentioned it already, but how many people are you expecting at this 2010 event, Mike?
Well, I'd love to see around 1,000. More realistically, probably about 600 this year. 1,000, we should well exceed that next year. But this year, I'd say anywhere from 600 to 1,000.
And the festival has been growing by leaps and bounds. It hasn't been around that long. And it seems like it's been a real sort of grassroots support for the festival. You know, you've really won the hearts and minds of massage therapists, and they really want to support this, and they're enjoying it. They're enjoying being at these events. You know, the event is certainly a reflection of yourself and your personality, and just that that spirit of giving and welcoming and wanting to learn and share. It's fantastic. So, what if somebody is interested in politics? Are they still welcome?
Sure they are. Sure they are.
They're letting me come.
Sure they are. They may be ignored, but they're allowed to come.
And I'm wondering if somebody could speak to that, maybe Laura or Angie. Why do you think this conference, this festival, has gotten so popular so quickly?
I'll foray into that. I think
sure.
It had a lot to do with the energy that's been put behind it. It has been grassroots. It's been promoted predominantly in social media, where there are people obviously who are connected to their internet. They do their online classes. And the students, I think it started from the ground up. And more vendors are getting involved. More and more bigger name vendors are getting involved. And we see it as a value not only because it's not so expensive to attend, it's budget friendly for folks like me, but for the therapist. I mean, therapists in and of themselves, I mean, we're not millionaires. We're not. We'd like to be. One day we aspire to be, but it's not something that the majority of us are. And money being tight, this just makes sense. It's just the common sense factor of you can get the things that you need and you don't have to pay a fortune to get them. I mean, does that sound familiar? That sounds like the whole credo for my company is you don't have to pay a fortune and you can get quality education. And I am a huge fan of this movement, and I think it's a concept whose time has come, really.
This is the Woodstock of massage.
A fantastic analogy. Okay, Scott, on that note, I'm going to pass the mic back to you.
Fantastic. Thanks, Eric. And I was thinking that bluegrass, Woodstock, it was all coming together in that frame. I really wanted to thank you all for coming together. Mike and I had talked about getting on the phone and talking about the World Massage Festival because everybody knows how excited he is about it, and I wanted more people to know about it. And we have some great friends. Mike invited Laura, who I know, and I invited Ryan and Angie. So it just turned out to be a good old time here that I think is going to translate when we're all together at the World Massage Festival in June. So on that note, I'd like to thank Mike and Laura and Ryan and Angie. Thank you very much, guys, for taking time to be with us on Massage Therapy Radio.
Well, thank you, Scott.
Thank you so much for having this venue for us to do this.
And we will be at the, Eric and myself and Massage Therapy Radio will be at the World Massage Festival. And, you know, whoever, I don't think there'll be a chance there won't be anybody really filmed or interviewed, but we'll find somebody. You know, whoever Ryan hasn't taken care of, we'll come down and actually we'll just follow Ryan around and interview him.
You'll be able,
you can
you'll,
video
you'll be
Ryan video.
Yeah. It'll be the life of Ryan.
Yeah.
Well, I'd like to thank all of our listeners for joining us on massagetherapyradio.com, and again our guests Mike Hinkle, Laura Allen, Ryan Homey, Angie Patrick, my co-host Eric Brown, and myself, Scott Dartnell. Thank you again for joining us on massagetherapyradio.com.
Bye, guys.